Do we have to throw mom and pop out of business in order to protect the environment? While this old assumption still pervades our political debate, it's unraveling fast. That's because so many small businesses are now thriving by making or using innovative technologies. Typically, these technologies dramatically increase efficiency and resource productivity. That means these businesses are doing far more with far less. That's good news for the environment. For example, conventional paint guns used in auto repair shops waste 40% of the paint. That waste becomes air pollution. But new paint guns achieve 85% efficiency. So why should a shop owner waste paint, particularly when a new gun will quickly pay for itself in reduced paint costs? Or look at the growing family of micro-power devices. These are modular, small-scale fuel cells, solar cells, and micro-turbines. Micro-power now provides viable alternatives to our system of aging and inadequate electric power plants. These older centralized plants are inefficient, in part because power must be transported over such long distances. By contrast, localized micro-power devices can achieve 80 to 90% efficiency levels. Now, it so happens that most of these innovative technologies stem from small-scale enterprise. That's been the case down through history. Indeed, something like two-thirds of all innovations come from small business innovators and entrepreneurs. These small businesses demonstrate how today's cutting-edge technologies can be profitable, productive, and green as well. Politically, this is good news for the environmentalists. The image here is not of mom and pop being thrown out of business by some oppressive environmental regulation. It's of mom and pop as innovators and entrepreneurs thriving by helping to save the planet.